A Czech man has joined several dozen people claiming to be the rightful owners of the dog who travelled 75 miles down Poland's Vistula River and into the Baltic Sea on an ice floe before being saved by a Polish vessel. It is not clear how the dog got lost, but the crew of the Baltica, a group of Polish ocean scientists carrying out research, said he was in good shape and appeared to have been well looked after. Since TV stations around the world reported on his adventure, Baltic, named after the ship that found him, has become something of a media star, and several dozen people from Poland and abroad have claimed ownership. However, Baltic has shown no sign of recognizing any of them, and the ship's crew has said that they intend to keep him unless his real owner turns up. Now, a family from Hejnice says Baltic is really Harrik, their long-lost dog, and are planning to set out for the port city of Gdynia, where the ship regularly comes to port, confident that the dog will recognize them. So what are the chances that they are telling the truth and not just after the publicity involved? The family has produced pictures of Harrik bearing an uncanny resemblance to Baltic, and vets say that in crossbreeds, the chance of two dogs having similar marks are extremely rare. In the course of the last decade, the country's 10, 20 and 50 halo coins were gradually withdrawn from circulation. Although the central bank gives people plenty of time to get them exchanged at banks and money outlets around the country, tens of thousands of them never made it back. Many people keep a few for sentimental reasons. Collectors save a few for themselves, and people like Marek Szatka keep boxes of them at home. He uses them to build models of famous buildings, planes and ships. His very first model was one of Karlstein Castle, followed by a model of the White House, of the Titanic and Messerschmitt warplanes, each made up of around 25,000 coins, although their value in coins exceeded 20,000 crowns. And he is now seeking a bigger challenge. He wants to build the Eiffel Tower out of more than 100,000 halos. At least the central bank now knows where all the coins have gone. A great salesman can sell ice to Eskimos, they say, and two Czechs are proving their worth in this respect. Filip Reichardt and Vadim Malgin are doing good business selling the things that people want most: faith, love, hope, and even time for those who lack those precious commodities. They're sold in cans. For instance, a can holds an hour of time, meaning that you can open the can when you need the given commodity and you don't waste more than you require at the given moment. The two business partners said they were fascinated by the idea of selling things immaterial and found that with a good marketing strategy, anything was possible. They even can the spirit of Prague and the spirit of Christmas to sell. The only real thing that we ever sold was oxygen, Reichardt admitted. Come to think of it, the people who bought their oxygen sprays probably never even bothered to try them, thinking it was just another funny collector's item. Not surprisingly, the two men are also in the business of selling plots of land on the moon. Czech primary and secondary school teachers have become the targets of a new form of harassment. Students tear them apart on Facebook. What they would not dare to say in class is easy to write on Facebook, and many kids ridicule their teachers' mannerisms, personal traits and dress, adding photographs for good measure, which are then analysed by the fashion police. Teachers say that while they try to ignore what's going on, they don't like being exposed in this way in public. School managements have taken different approaches to the problem. Some have forbidden kids to snap their teachers in class on the grounds that it is disruptive and rude. Others say that there is little they can do about it and argue that if teachers aren't snapped in class, they will be at break. In other words, they can either ignore the whole business as a bout of adolescent fun or dress better. What is more serious for the teachers targeted is that students are openly criticizing their teaching methods and very often hit the mark. A site called Do You Get It? No, Then Let's Move On to Something Else reportedly has 130,000 fans. The creme de la creme of Prague society turned up for the annual opera ball at Prague State Opera House last weekend. Politicians, actors, filmmakers and fashion models attended the prestigious event with VIP guest French actress Michelle Mercier, whom crowds of fans turned out to glimpse. The Prague Opera Ball has a long tradition going back to the beginning of the 20th century and was in its heyday in the years before the communist takeover, when it attracted leading entrepreneurs, diplomats and members of the nobility. The tradition was revived after the 1989 Velvet Revolution, when the ball attracted personalities such as Alain Delon, Sir Peter Ustinov or Ivana Trump. The oldest guest this year first attended the ball in 1948, though paradoxically his name is Jan Domabil, which translates as Jan, stay at home.